Families with young children and toddlers should pay attention to this next story. It's about a deadly toy that lurks in thousands of backyards. Small soccer goals made by McGregor that have mesh nets large enough for toddlers to get their heads through and strangle. One child has already died. In this exclusive, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports that the Consumer Product Safety Commission is announcing a recall today.
The soccer goals have a 6 feet long by 3 feet high foldable white frame with a white net held on with Velcro straps. On the box is a picture of a boy about 5 years old dressed in his soccer uniform, happily kicking the ball into the goal. But it's not the 5-year-old who might die while playing with this toy. It's his little brother or sister. Scott Wolfson is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The key message for parents today is that there are about 200,000 of these dangerous recreational soccer goals in homes across the country. Parents need to get them out of the home as quickly as possible.
Last year in Texas, a 21-month-old boy tried to climb the McGregor net from the back of the goal. He fell through the mesh, and the polyethylene cord contracted around his neck. By the time the mother realized what had happened, the cord around his neck was so tight she was unable to pull his head back through. She sent her panicking 4-year-old back into the house for a pair of scissors while she held her dying son's head, her fingers straining at the cord.
The opening with these nylon mesh nets is just simply too big. There needs to be a 4-inch space within the nylon netting, and there's a 5-inch space. That is a deadly hazard.
The goals have been sold since 2002 in Walmart, Ace Hardware, and other sporting goods stores under the name of McGregor and Miter Sports Equipment. Both brands are divisions of Regent Sports in Hop Hog, New York. The goals are manufactured in China, and the difference in cost between making a goal with the deadly 5-inch mesh or a goal made with smaller, safer mesh is estimated at less than 20 cents of polyethylene cord. In addition to the strangled child in Texas, there was another incident where a 2-year-old became entangled. The child was rescued before he strangled to death. Wolfson wants parents with these types of soccer goals to go in their backyard or their garage and check.
Parents shouldn't take the risk of trying to get out that measuring stick and figure it out themselves. Get on the phone with McGregor, get on the phone with Regent, and they will work it out for you to let you know if you have one of the recalled models.
Regent Sports did not respond to repeated phone calls. Walmart would only say that they began to remove the product from their shelves in July and August. Ace Hardware did not respond to NPR's request for an interview. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has in the past come under fierce criticism by some members of Congress for lax regulation of Chinese toys. Pamela Gilbert was the Consumer Product Safety Commission's executive director during the Clinton administration.
One of the reasons CPSC should have acted much quicker on this recall is that this is an absolute hidden hazard. CPSC is there to protect the public from hazards we can't protect ourselves from because we don't know about them. Nobody would suspect that a soccer goal could strangle a child.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission's current chairwoman, Nancy Nord, refused calls for her resignation after she lobbied Congress not to increase the agency's budget in the midst of the Chinese toy recalls. But Pamela Gilbert says the manufacturer and retailer should be ashamed, too, continuing to sell a product for so many months after learning it could strangle American children.
We should absolutely expect the manufacturers and the retailers to act. When they know about a hazard in their product, by law and also morally, they are responsible for acting on those products' dangers.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission advises that parents remove the dangerous nets immediately and return them to Regent Sports for a replacement. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
You can learn more details, such as model numbers, about the products being recalled at our website, npr.org.